Now let's check in on top news stories. Battles continuing to rage in Libya. We're getting reports from around the country. Joining us now live from Tripoli is David Kirkpatrick, correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. David, what's the sense in Tripoli, where Muammar Gaddafi actually gave a news conference yesterday claiming that everyone loves him?
Yeah, I gave an interview, and he said very emphatically, no demonstrations, no protests, no violence, all love for him. If there was any trouble, he said it came from al-Qaeda. That's, of course, emphatically not the case. The latest here is that the Gaddafi forces launched an assault last night across the country in the east and in some of the breakaway cities of the west against the rebels, and apparently didn't get very far. So the rebels, the ones I know best are the ones near here in the town of Zawiya, about 30 miles from the capital, which where I visited. And they tell me they managed to hold off a series of assaults, and the government says they lost 10 soldiers while the rebels lost none. So we're reevaluating how formidable the Gaddafi forces are at this hour.
And you're trying to sort of confirm these reports. It sounds as though the flow of information is pretty steady in that you have contacts around the country.
Yeah, we're piecing it together. People are getting a little bit bolder, and as areas break away, people are less afraid that the government is tapping their phones and it's going to take them from their home in the middle of the night and torture them, although they're still a little bit afraid.
What's the sort of trigger, the threshold point for Gaddafi to have to leave?
Good question. Very good question. And the truth is, I don't know the answer. And this is my third Middle Eastern revolution in the last 2 months. And in each of the other cases, there was some sort of national institution or third force, the military in the case of Egypt and Tunisia, that could step in. But Libya is a society where the military itself was very balkanized and, in fact, has shattered. And a lot of it's gone over to the rebels, but a lot of it hasn't. And there's other freestanding militias. There's really no institution to mediate between the president and the people the way the military did in those other countries. So it's not exactly clear who's going to tap Colonel Gaddafi on the shoulder and say, you know, Muammar, it's time to go.
Well, David Kirkpatrick will be nearby if it does happen. He's in Tripoli live reporting on the situation in Libya. Thanks so much. Quick look at the markets. Asian and European markets up. Futures are up on Wall Street. You're listening to The Takeaway, where you can always reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.